Welcome to the Home for Lost 20-Year-Olds. Join Brina and Josie as they struggle to navigate their 20s and try to laugh them off by sharing the adventure with you. This is 20-Something and Thriving.
Bish, you're scared of... You got that FOMO from us not showing up. Well, you know what? Every time I lived with you and we did something, you went to bed at like 9, 10 o'clock anyways.
Because I worked at 5 in the morning every day, so I wasn't used to...
Oh, you didn't work at 5 in the morning every day when I lived with you? You worked with me at Associated.
For the first couple of months I did.
At the call center.
I still had to get up at 6 in the morning to be at work at
7:30. That's because it took you a fucking hour to eat cereal.
Yeah, well, I have to get up.
I don't know why it took you so goddamn long.
Because I had to give myself time to wake up.
I got really sad because me and you used to hang out in the morning. And then you started going upstairs every morning with your breakfast back to your room. You wouldn't talk to me anymore.
This is a therapy session.
Oh, wow. God.
Because I cannot, like, sometimes I can talk to people right when I wake up. Other times I just need to be by myself and no one talk to me until, like, an hour has gone by.
Okay.
Because I'm so, like, cranky in the morning. I don't even want to talk to Austin. So I'll wake up, sometimes I'll wake up before him and he always tells me to like wake him up when I get up. I'll wait like an hour and give myself time to like wake up myself.
That's fair.
That's fair.
Yeah. So it was nothing against you, Brian. It was me, not you.
Yeah, and then I moved away and now you're just sad because you never get to see me. Yeah, so you're like, damn, I should have just stayed up in the morning with Brian and just talked to him before I went to work every day.
I know. I really fucked up on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that was a therapy session for you, too.
All right. Good luck with the podcast.
Thanks.
Bye.
All right. Hi, Thrivers. How are we doing today?
Is everyone up and chipper like we are now?
Woo! Okay. How are we thriving?
So, last night... I woke up at like 3:30 in the morning, so I guess this morning, but whatever. And I started having a panic attack about all the things I need to pay off, and I could not fall back asleep until like 5 or 5:30 because all I could think about was all the money I owed. So like my credit card bill, my parents, my doctor bill I have to pay, and then, you know, all the other expenses like rent and my car payment and blah, blah, blah. And then I had a dream where my face was freaking swollen for some reason. Like, my cheeks were, like, swollen into my teeth. And so I looked up what swelling in the face means, or swelling in general. And it says, to dream of a part of your body swelling up represents problems in your life that are too big to actively address at current moment. A requirement for a timeout before continuing. An issue that only patients rest in passivity can fix. So... basically, me having a panic attack in the middle of the night led to that dream, which made me have a panic attack in my dream, so I'm just doing great in life right now. So.
Wow. Yeah. That was like a rough night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure the, like, thing that your dream was referring to was the financial, because you can't fix that overnight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But it also can't be solved with passivity.
No.
I wish.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be nice. Just passively make money all the time.
I could just learn how to manifest money into my life just for this, because I don't need to manifest it all the time, because money does not buy happiness, but it could get rid of some of my stress right now.
Right, so. I agree. Like, sure, it can't buy happiness, but there's, like, a point that you get to where you, like, live comfortably, and then after that, I don't think it buys happiness. But, like, get me to that point, damn it.
Right, I just want to not be stressed out, and, yeah, that's all I ask for.
Okay, well...
how are you thriving?
Mine's not as, stressful as yours, but...
oh, good.
Yeah, we had a friend come over last night, and we literally just... watched Disney movies and drank, and then drove her home at like almost 3 a.m. And then I wanted to go to bed right away because I was tired. But Brian stayed downstairs to play video games, of course. And so I was drunk texting my husband. He was downstairs and I was trying to sleep. And I literally texted, spinning, the room. It's sprinting. I mean, look, it's okay. Just think about the ocean. And I was like, hold you, hold you. And he said, I love you so much.
And then hold I was you. That is so cute. So, you're probably like, I want to come up here so you can hold me.
Yep,
exactly. I want you to come up here so you can hold me.
Exactly.
Oh, so that's adorable.
Joke. So there was like a little boy that I babysat once, and his way of asking for a hug was he'd go up to his mom and he'd be like, hold you, hold you. And so I told Brian that story, so now we say it all the time.
Aww.
Really gross and cheesy, but like,
it's kind of cute.
I love it.
I love it too.
Thanks.
Well, this week is going to be Thanksgiving. Well, the day they were posting this, Thanksgiving.
So yeah, happy Thanksgiving. Woo!
Oh my god, are we all ready to gain like 50 million pounds? Because I am.
I am.
So, I have like 5 Thanksgivings. So.
Well, good. Good. We'll get to that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Friendsgiving.
Yeah. That's a thing.
Yeah, that's a thing that a lot of people do, and we have done it in the past, like a couple of years ago.
Yes, that was a fun time.
Yeah. Everyone got really drunk.
Yeah, so that was the first year that Brian and I were dating, so you guys were all living together, and he actually flew me home for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And so I flew in, and we had Thanksgiving, was it Friendsgiving the next day?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so I literally, for those who know me, I very much, like, I try not to be, but I can be very meticulous and, like, want things done a certain way and, like, to take on a lot. And so I decided that I was going to cook the big dinner, even though I had just flown in off a flight for our Friendsgiving.
Yeah, because we were all working still. We had to work that day or the day of Friendsgiving we had to work.
Right, so I spent the day cooking, and I made pasties, which, for those of you who don't know, it's like a Finnish food. I had found the recipe. I think my cousin gave it to us and, like, wrote down our great-grandma's, so I was like, well, I'll try it out. And so I made pasties, which they're like pizza. They're like calzones almost, but they're filled with, like, meat, potatoes, and good things. So it was basically like having a little packet of stuffing. So I made that, and did I make something else, or did I just make that?
I think you just made that, because there was a lot, and you basically did it all day.
Yeah, I did. So then I brought it, and I did it at my mom's, and then went to your guys' place, and then everyone came over.
Yeah.
And so everyone brought, like, side dishes. Yeah.
We had so much food, and we drank so much. It was really fun. We danced, and wine was spilt on the white carpet.
Oh, yeah. Time.
But it's all right. We got it out. Yeah. So that's when you had a good night.
Yeah. And we played some board game. Do we play, like, Cards Against Humanity? And then my little sister came, which was so nice.
Yeah.
And she brought my dog. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's Lily. Really.
Yes.
I love Lily.
Do I miss him? Oh, there was some drama. So then one of the people who we didn't know, like a friend of a friend, decided to start rolling weed in the middle of the table. Mind you, this is like Wisconsin where it's not legalized any which way.
Oh, yeah. I was like, what the heck are you doing?
Yeah. And my sister's younger than us, and she was definitely not cool with it or comfortable, which I don't blame her because none of us really were.
Yeah.
And so then she left, which was fine. I don't blame her. We were all getting past that drunk point, and she was younger, so she wasn't drinking. But we were all really annoyed by that. And then did we ask him to stop?
Yeah, we did. That. I was like, you cannot do that here.
Yeah. And then he spilled champagne all over Brian's mom's pumpkin roll.
And he was a hot mess, dude.
He was. And Brian got so mad.
That.
He was fuming over his pumpkin roll.
Yeah.
Oh, so
it was still good though. Like, we put it in the freezer, and I feel like the champagne infused into it.
Yeah.
It was really
good. It was delicious. I would eat a champagne infused pumpkin roll again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, I, like, was all drunk, and you know, there was, of course, like, dirty dishes everywhere and everything, which normal people would just be like, yeah, whatever, we'll get it in the morning. But as it was dwindling, I'm like, got fixated on cleaning the kitchen, and Brian was like getting mad at me for cleaning.
See, and I do that too. When I'm drunk, I have to clean. Like, it feels so good to clean.
Yeah. So he was like getting mad at me for doing it, which, who gets mad at people for cleaning, honestly? And so he's like, I'll take care of it. Just go have fun with your friends. And so he just like hangs out in the kitchen for 5 minutes doing nothing and then comes back in. I was like, you didn't touch a damn thing, did you? And he's like, nope, nope, I didn't. I'm like, cool. So then I fixate on the kitchen again. And I think I got the majority of it done in 20 minutes. And then I felt better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last night I wasn't even drunk, but I like cleaned up for like a half an hour after Friendsgiving that we had.
Yeah.
Before I go to bed, everything has to be clean.
Yeah. I just, at that point, I just wanted dishes not to be cooked up, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the food to be like at least soaking, so that we didn't have that awful process of trying to scrape it.
Right. That's the worst.
Yeah, it is.
But, I mean, speaking of Friendsgiving last night,
I can
talk about how that went.
Give me all the FOMO.
Yeah. Really wish you guys were there, but whatever.
Hey, one day.
You know. But, okay, so we had lots of food. We had the whole shebang. We had turkey, lasagna. I made funeral potatoes, which are cheesy potatoes. Those were really good. Emma made green bean casserole. We had two pies that Gabby brought, cheesecake pies. And yeah, so much food. And then we played this game that Emma made. It's where you wrap a bunch of like prizes into saran wrap, and in the middle you have like the main prize, which are mini alcohol bottles. But yeah, you wrap it all in saran wrap, and each layer has like different prizes. Like candy, or they have little squish thingies in there that are good for like anxiety or whatever, stress.
Cute.
Yeah, and then she had lottery tickets in there, and then in the middle were those mini alcohol bottles, which I got. Oh my god. So.
Were any of the lottery cards winners?
No, they weren't. They were the scratch offs, but yeah, they weren't winners, so that sucks, but it was still good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we played that game. That was hilarious. Then we played this game called Chardonnay Go, it is so funny. Emma's grandma lent it to us to play. You have this game board and these cards, and there's these Chardonnay Go challenges that you can land on, and you have to pick up the card, and one of them will say, name three sex positions while doing leapfrog with the person of your choice. So it's like weird things like that, and it's so funny. And there's this one spot that you land on, it's called Wine Bitch, so you have to wear the Wine Bitch necklace. And every time someone asks you to get them a drink, you have to go get them or make them a drink. So Craig was Wine Bitch.
Yeah.
And Austin's like, Craig, go get me a drink. And then as soon as he sat down after getting Austin a drink, someone else asked him to go get him a drink. He's like, damn it, it never ends. So that was funny.
I need that game. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, and then there's like an awesome other space that's time out, and you have to turn around, and you can't drink while you turn around. You can't look at anyone doing the funny things. And I added in the rule of no talking, because at first the boys were being annoying when they were turned around.
Oh,
so I
said
no talking, but everyone else just stuck with it. So there was no talking either during it. But yeah, it was really fun. And then the last game we played was, it's called New Phone Who Dis.
Oh, so yeah. Brian's friend Gus, who is an interesting character in and of itself, that could be a whole episode, but he just texted me happy birthday. It is not my birthday. My birthday is June 4th.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Interesting.
Yep.
Alright, bud, you fucked up on that one.
So I'm wondering if, like, Brian was trying to tell him. I don't know. I don't ask questions with them. Moving on. So, we talked about, right, the Friendsgiving, which usually has people you want added. It's usually fun, exciting. There's usually games. You're usually all on board for the Friendsgiving.
Right.
Let's talk about real Thanksgiving with your family.
Yes.
Most people have Thanksgiving guests that they're not so excited to see. we all have family that we're always like, oh, they'll be at Thanksgiving. So we're going
to
talk about tips.
To see them.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about tips to survive those situations, as hopefully you are in your car driving to Thanksgiving. This is your confidence boost. This is your, you can do it. You can make it through. It's not as bad as it seems. So, first would be, talk to those you're excited to see, right? There's probably family that you're super excited and haven't seen all year and you're pumped about. Talk to them, right? And usually you guys are on the same page of who's not your favorite person at Thanksgiving. So, make a plan. Like, if you're Aunt Betty comes over being all rude and loud, have a signal or a word that you say loudly or cough or something so that your cousin can come save you because you actually want to talk to them.
Yeah.
That would be my first tip. I think that's usually a surefire way, or a sibling, you know, where something like, oh, okay, if you see me talking to them, please come save me. Here's my signal. I'll say hi, that's it.
Right. And then the second one would be honest, you know? Like, if they ask you questions that make you feel awkward, uncomfy, annoyed,
yeah.
Like, where's your date? I don't have a date, and I'm okay with that. I don't need someone to make me happy. Or, you know, I don't think it's appropriate for you to ask. You saw I wasn't with anyone, so I don't have anyone, so what's the point of you asking? You obviously can see that there's no one here with me.
Yeah. Be honest, be upfront. Those are some good ways to deflect that question. Or the, what are you going to school for?
That's my worst enemy.
Yeah. If you are in school, but changing it up, I'm going to school to better myself. Right? I mean, you can figure it out as you go. Or for you, how do you answer it?
My family is all very nice and supportive, so I don't really have, like, a bad influence in this. But, like, say if someone, you know, because at work I get asked this question all the time. Like, what are you going to school for? Well, I'm actually not going to school. that's what I say. Or that, because I work at an eye doctor, and they'll be like, so you're going to go to school to be an eye doctor eventually? No, actually, all this is just on-the-job training, but I'm not planning to be an eye doctor. I just deflect the question of going to school at all.
Good, yeah.
So.
Talk about what you are doing, you know? Get it together. I'm not going because it isn't right for me. I'm not going because I don't want to. Or just tell them it's not appropriate. You can always tell people questions aren't appropriate. It's hard. You gotta be ballsy to do it. But if they're asking inappropriate questions, do it. Oh, this is another one of my favorites. What will you do with that degree? Oh, arts degrees, people often, literature, people are like, oh, what are you going to do with that?
I'm going to do something that makes me extremely happy in life, unlike you working a job that you hate.
Yeah, exactly.
Not that there's something wrong with that. If you're making good money and you're working hard, even though you hate it, that's okay too. But if you're someone who's trying to make people feel bad because you're jealous of them going to follow their dreams, you can screw right off.
So true. So that's a great one.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them, I can figure that out for myself. It's none of your concern. You don't pay my bills.
Right, exactly.
I can do what I want with my degree.
And then the dreaded, when are you having babies?
Yeah.
Yeah, I freaking feel like it. That's right.
Right. Whenever my partner and I decide we're ready, or when I get pregnant, I suppose I'd have babies then.
Yeah, I mean, I get the question as I get older, because as you get older, you feel more like you want to see babies, you know, especially when you're already done having kids, but you want to have like babies to hold to make you happy, but you don't want to have to watch them.
Yeah.
So I get the question, but.
Or, you know, if you're, again, feeling ballsy, tell them it's inappropriate because someone could be struggling with infertility issues. They have no idea. It's such a touchy subject, and it's really not appropriate for people to ask. Because if you are trying and you're not getting pregnant yet, that can really be hurtful when someone asks. So if you're in the place where you can tell them that, tell them that, so they stop asking. Oh, do you get the, when are you guys getting married?
Oh, I get that all the time. And I just say, I don't know, and look at Austin. Hopefully soon, and we get Austin or something. Like, I know it's gonna happen when he's ready. We're both struggling with money lately, so yeah. I am not in a rush at all, yeah. But I know it feels like we're married already, you know?
Yeah.
So, obviously I want to soon-ish, like within the next couple, like year or two, at least yeah. Be engaged, but
engaged.
I mean, no rush, because I know he's struggling with money, and he does all he can for me, and I appreciate everything he's doing already. So, yeah. He's working really hard, and if, you know, the money's not there, he's working hard, that's all I care about.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
whatever we damn well please.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or again, it's inappropriate, because some people don't want to get married. They're happy not getting married ever and just want to be in a relationship forever and partners. And that's okay, too. Mm-hmm. Stop asking us this question.
You're right.
Okay. Another one of my favorites. What are you doing for work now? What does that pay?
Don't ask me what it pays. Alright, who cares?
Nobody cares. So you can, yeah. I'm doing something I really enjoy. I'm just enjoying life. I'm, you know, finding a great work-life balance. That's a big deal. You can enjoy life while working. Good on you. I'm focusing on myself. That's none of your business. You don't pay my bills. I make enough to live a comfortable life. Thank you. I don't appreciate you questioning my financial position because you don't pay my bills.
Mm-hmm. The lesson in this is just deflection of any question.
Yeah.
What are you going to school for? Oh, I actually got a new dog last week and she's really cute. Where do you work? Oh, yeah, I got my hair done last week. Doesn't it look great? You know, just deflection.
I love it. Yeah. And, you know, be honest, but you can be short. Or if you're feeling brave, tell them it's rude so that they stop asking those questions and you can save younger siblings or family members. But do what you're comfortable with. Do what you need to survive. If you're not super excited about Thanksgiving, just breathe. Focus on those that you're excited to see. Have ways out of it. And kind of practice the questions in your head, right? Think about like, okay, I'm probably going to be asked this, this, and this. This is how I want to respond. That way you're prepared and you don't want to die.
And if you really just feel like you've been taken off guard, just be like, one moment, I have to go to the bathroom and run to the bathroom. You can either think about what you want to answer or just ignore them for a while till they forget about what they asked you, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I like that idea too. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. Especially after a big Thanksgiving meal. Nobody's going to question that.
Right. Especially if you're staying a little bit in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They know what's
just really play it up.
Yeah.
All right. What are your plans for Thanksgiving?
So, I have a lot of Thanksgivings to go to. On Thanksgiving, we have my stepdad's side. And then we'll probably try to go to my dad's side as well. Okay. Then on Friday, we're going to my mom's side in Michigan to have like a game night. I feel like that's going to be kind of our Thanksgiving and stuff there.
Yeah.
Then on Saturday, we have Austin's side. So, yeah.
Wow. You need some stretchy pants.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be on a diet after. Doing some hardcore workouts.
That sounds fun, though.
Yeah.
I see lots of family.
I know. Good thing I love my family.
Yes.
And Austin's family.
Yes. Mine's the opposite. I have nothing.
Well, at least you and Brian will be together.
Yeah. Actually, one of our friends might have a Friendsgiving on Thanksgiving, but I'm still unclear if that's happening. So, if not, it'll just be us hanging out.
Yeah, you guys can have a cute little, like, Disney Plus movie night.
No, Brian said we have to watch football.
Mm. Well, after football or before football.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
That'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
I like football.
Do the Packers play on Thanksgiving?
They normally do. Oh, so Thursday, the Bears and Lions play the Bills and Cowboys, the Saints and Falcons.
Okay, so they don't
play. No, they play next Sunday against the Giants.
Gotcha. And there's my question.
Brian is also a Saints fan. Well, he's really just a Drew Brees fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
that makes sense why he wants to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for our serving attitude today.
Ooh, yeah.
It's
the retail week from hell.
Yeah. It's not really serving attitude, but I think it kind of goes along with like retail week and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And like weeks from hell. And yeah. I also have a little side story with it in work. So.
Perfect.
I work in an eye doctor and we are going through a remodel. And things are just getting crazy because the contractors, like, they're, like, fixing the lights. So half the lights were off on half the eye doctor.
Oh, my.
So when we were trying to test patients in the morning, there were no lights in the testing room, so we could barely see what the heck they're doing. So that was hectic. And then we could only use one exam room. So we had all these patients pre-tested, and they're all waiting for the doctor because we can only use one pre-test room instead of two. So that was just hectic with the remodel going on. And a little side story. So we have this one patient who, like, recently went through, like, a transition.
Okay.
Male to female, which I support. I think that's so brave of you to do that.
Yeah.
Great. And I thought it was so cool to see that. So anyway, the doctor comes back out and she's like, thank you to her. And she actually said, print him off a prescription thing.
Okay.
So, and then she's like, oh. And I'm like, what? She pulls me into our file room. She's like, I fed him. I feel so stupid. I can't believe I did that. She's like banging her head.
Oh.
Like, it's okay. It's new. Like, this is our first time, you know.
Yeah.
And not everyone's used to that. Like, not everyone sees that in their life much. So.
Right.
That's
especially
thing, like,
in Middle America, where
So that's another thing that just added to a hectic week and everyone's stress.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just want to add it in there because also I think it's great to be yourself.
I think, and like, I've never transitioned. I cannot speak for them, but I think most people would be understanding as long as you're trying. You know what I mean? I don't, if they're, oh, thank you, and, like, called her and then print him off her seat. It might have made her, you know, twinge a bit, but I don't think she's going to, like, hold that against the eye doctor, right? Not be like, oh, my God, I'm never going back there. It's just, like, the once in a while crazy people you see freak out on the internet. But it's transition. It's called transition for a reason. It's a whole period that you're going to have to go through and people in your life are going to have to change, and it's so ingrained in us to focus on gender and sex, so. Yeah. I'm sure it's fine. I'm thinking about it days later.
Yeah. I agree.
You know?
It'll be alright.
So my serving attitude story is this lady who came in to Pier 1, and she came in to return some stuff, and I recognized the stuff that she came in to return that someone had bought her for a gift, because I remember helping them try to pick it out. It's not super relevant, but it is a little bit, because it miffed me more as I get onto this story. So she comes in, returns the stuff, and then wants to use the bounce back coupon that we were giving out that week before when he bought the stuff, which was $10 off a purchase of $50 or more. Well, it was a coupon. It wasn't like a gift card that we're handing out to people, right? So it's got all that fine print on there of, you know, cannot be combined with other deals, promotions, this and that, can't work on clearance. So basically only worked on regular and sale merchandise, but not like combined merchandise, if that makes sense.
Right,
so, like,
yeah.
If it had something on the tag, it would take it, but, like, it wouldn't work with, like, a BOGO. Okay, so she comes in 15 minutes before close, really is dead set on using this coupon. I'm like, okay. So she picks out the 2-for-20 candles, which is a promo, so doesn't work with the coupon, and then clearance items. So she brings them up, and I'm like, I'm sorry, ma'am, like, it's not going to work with this. And she's like, fine, and goes and picks out other stuff. And then same thing, clearance stuff and BOGO stuff. And I'm like, ma'am, again, it says right here that it won't combine. And she like gets all huffy. She does this 3 times. So we are now closed. And she's still like trying to get this coupon to work. And I'm like, okay, first of all, it says it right there. I've explained it to you. Second of all, she's like, can you at least try it? I have tried it plenty of times. You are not the first person who's tried to use this coupon. Like, please stop getting mad at me. I know what I'm talking about. I'm the manager on duty. Stop yelling at me over using this coupon. And third of all, based on the prices of our normal candles, your 2-for-20 is a great deal anyways. Why don't you just get what you originally wanted and not use the gosh darn coupon? Because you didn't even make the purchase to get the coupon. Like,
right.
Walk away with what you want instead of being dead set on this coupon. And she was so mad at me for not trying and not being helpful, even though I explained over and over, read her the fine print. She asked for corporate's number to complain about me, and so I wrote everything out. I wrote the phone number. I'm like, here's our store number. Here's mine. Here's my position here. You know, like, F you. I know I'm not doing anything wrong. Yeah. And finally, she checks out. It is now, like, 20 minutes after close. And after all of that, after I wrote everything out and gave her the nice customer service FU smile, she's like, I'm sorry. Yeah, bitch.
Yeah, like, you better be sorry.
Yeah, I've worked in retail too, and I always try and make sure that the customer's right. I'm not trying to, like, show you up or get more money for the company. I'm just showing my regulations of what I have to follow and what the coupon says. And she's like, you're right. I'm sorry. I've just had a bad day. You know, I have to just smile and say okay to get her out of the store. But I'm like, why do you take it out on retail workers? Like, I'm literally just doing my job. This is not like a coupon that you got for spending so much money. And then, right, it's not like the credit card coupon, right, where you spend so much on your credit card and then get the bounce back coupon that can work on anything. This was literally just to try and get people back in the store. So it's not this big to do. And you didn't even buy the things in the first place to get that coupon. Stop arguing. I was so mad.
People saying they had a really bad day for treating and blaming that for treating other people poorly, I will never get that. It's the saddest excuse.
Like, shame on you.
I'll never get that. Like, how do you think that's okay? How can you even talk to someone like that?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Shame on you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my serving attitude for the week from hell. Retail.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that was Black Friday week, but we're going into it. Retail week from hell. I'm with you. Yeah. PetSmart took me out of the grooming salon this week so I can be on the floor. Yay.
Oh, yay for you.
Can't wait.
Just gotta smile and wave, boys. Smile and wave.
Come
you
visit
know,
me.
From Madagascar.
Oh, I knew what you were. Yes. Also, can I just say that I forgot that Madagascar was DreamWorks and not Pixar, and I was very upset when I couldn't find it on Disney Plus.
Yeah, it is sad.
Still sad about it. I'm still not.
It's on Netflix though.
It's not. I looked. Yeah. Sad day.
Guess well, just had to get over it.
Yep. Okay. Anything else for this fine Thanksgiving episode? Thanksgiving Day.
I think that's it. I hope everyone
has
a great.
Should we do the cheesy give one thing you're thankful for?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Mm-hmm. Frida, what are you thankful for this season?
So, it's cliche, but I am so thankful for my family because I have an amazing family. They're all very supportive and open to anything and fun. Always a good time to be around, so I'm thankful for all of them.
Cute.
Yeah. What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for my family, too. And I'm thankful for my husband and, like, that we're starting our own little family. And hopefully, you know, I don't know about Thanksgiving, starting new traditions, but 'tis the season of starting new traditions and living life as a married couple and a new family.
I love that. That's adorable.
Yeah.
Well, I hope everyone has a great Thanksgiving.
Yes, and I that do.
And that there's not too much drama. And we all eat lots of really yummy, good food.
Yes. And, you know, if you get the chance, follow us on all the things because I would also be thankful for that.
Yes, I would too.
And 5-star reviews and comments and all those good things.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Happy Thanksgiving. Gobble, gobble.
Thanksgiving. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks again for listening. Be sure to tune into the next episode of 20-Something and Thriving as Brina and Josie continue to share their adventures with you.